TD Summer Reading Club 2020 for kids of all abilities. Find accessible book recommendations and tips for adapting activities inside this notebook. Welcome to the 2020 TD Summer Reading Club. This notebook belongs to... Producer's note, there is a blank line for you to write your name. Text. This summer, you choose what you want to read. This is your notebook to use however you like. Here are a few ideas. List books or other material that you've read or listened to. Collect stickers and draw pictures inspired by what you read. We also have a bunch of fun activities for you to try. Online username. Producer's note, there is a blank line for you to write your online username. Text. Stick your web access code here. Producer's note, there is a circle where you can apply a sticker containing your web access code. Text. This code will give you access to ebooks and colouring pages when you visit tdsummerreadingclub.ca. tdsummerreadingclub.ca. Co-created and delivered by over 2,000 public libraries across Canada, this national bilingual program is developed by Toronto Public Library in partnership with Library and Archives Canada. Sponsorship is generously provided by TD Bank Group. The TD Summer Reading Club is for everyone, no matter how you read. Visit tdsrc.ca/accessibility to find this notebook in different reading formats. tdsrc.ca/ACCESSIBILITY. You can listen to this notebook, MP3, read this notebook in Braille, open a PDF version of this notebook on a computer or tablet to make the print even bigger, read this notebook in open dyslexic font, or scan this QR code with a phone. Producer's note, there is a QR code inside a large rectangle. Text. Find great summer reads. Visit your local library and ask how to find books in accessible formats like audiobooks, e-text, Braille, and more. Then you can download and read books on your phone or tablet, listen to books on CDs, or enjoy Braille books. Producer's note. There is an illustration of a girl running and holding a big yellow pencil above her head. A boy running next to her is balancing an enormous stack of books on his head. Text. Book recommendations. Camp Average by Craig Battle. Carey Price, How a First Nations Kid Became a Superstar Goaltender by Catherine Rondina. Stick Pick by Stephen Sandor. Kung Fu Master by Marty Chan. Producer's note. The four book covers are pictured next to the list of titles. There is an illustration of a boy reading a book using a handheld magnifier. An adult looks over his shoulder, smiling. He is holding the magnifier in one hand and steadying the open book with his other hand. We can see an enlarged image of the boy's eye through the magnifier lens. The book cover has a picture of a white rabbit with pink ears and a pink belly. Text. Join Sela. If you have a library card, register to download or borrow books from Sela, the Centre for Equitable Library Access. selalibrary.ca. selalibrary.ca. You'll find lots of fun reads, including stories and some graphic novels. In Quebec, register at Service Québécois du Livre Adapté, banq.qc.ca/SQLA/. Sela and CNIB Foundation, partners in accessible literacy. Join us online. Our website has a lot of fun things to do all summer long. Recommend books and discover new ones. Track your reading. Write silly stories and story endings. Read ebooks. Read and submit jokes. Check out our online webcomic. Producer's note. There is an illustration of a sleeping dinosaur using a basketball as a pillow. A thought bubble over the dinosaur's head asks the question, "What do you call a sleeping dinosaur?" The answer is displayed upside down below the question. A dino snore. Text. Visit our website to read more jokes like this one and to submit your own. Producer's note: an illustration shows a boy juggling a soccer ball with one foot. Text: what is the world record for juggling a soccer ball with just your feet, legs, shoulders, and head? A. 35 minutes. B. 6 hours. C. 19 hours. D. 26 hours. Find out the answer to this question by visiting tdsummerreadingclub.ca. tdsummerreadingclub.ca. We'll post new questions each week. Search and find. Can you find these images on the cover of this notebook? Producer's note: there are four illustrations. A girl doing a high kick with both feet off the ground, a hand patting a dog wearing a harness, a face peering out from behind a panel, and two hands reaching for a red, white, blue, and yellow beach ball. Text. Cover illustration. Producer's note: an illustration on the front cover shows kids having fun outdoors, playing sports, and staying active together. It's a beautiful sunny day with fluffy white clouds in a blue sky. There is a large body of water, a sandy beach, green grass-covered hills, and tall trees. The illustration is captioned, "For kids of all abilities." The words TD Summer Reading Club 2020 appear on a billboard mounted on the rooftop of a tall building. A bird is sitting on top of the billboard. A face peers out from behind the bottom corner of the billboard. There are two kids looking out from windows on the top floor of the building. One of them is blowing a horn. Two kids are sitting on the roof of the building next door. One kid, wearing dark glasses, is reading a braille book. Another kid, leaning against a tree, is reading a print book. A metal staircase follows a zigzag pattern down the side of the building. Across the street, a kid on a rooftop is typing on a keyboard and looking at a monitor screen. Below, four animated characters are walking down the street. A book holding an orange flag leads the parade, followed by another book, a blue pencil, and a smartphone. Two kids and a purple dinosaur are playing basketball on an outdoor court next to a sandy beach. They are jumping with excitement as the dinosaur scores a basket. A cat wearing headphones is running on the beach. A girl on a surfboard makes a big splash as she rides her board up onto the beach. A boy in swimming shorts runs away from the spray of water. A woman wearing a purple headscarf, a hijab, is patting a dog in a harness. Across the road, two kids sitting on the grass are playing a board game. A boy and a girl are talking with someone on a phone. Two kids in the water are playing with a red, white, blue, and yellow beach ball. A girl floating on a purple inner tube is wearing a life jacket and holding a book in one hand. A big white rabbit is windsurfing. Someone is paddling a kayak shaped like a giant yellow pencil. A girl is parachuting over the water using a big open book as a parachute. Four kids are running across the grass, one behind the other, towards the beach. A boy with a tall stack of books balanced on his head is following a girl holding a big yellow pencil above her head. She is following a boy in a wheelchair who is passing a book to another boy running ahead of him. The boy in the lead is reaching back to take the book in his hand. A girl standing on a diving board is preparing to dive into a pool. The diving board looks like a book. A boy on a skateboard speeds down the hill towards the water. The skateboard looks like a book. On top of a hill, two kids are playing a game with a ball suspended from a long stick. A boy holds the stick up high in front of him. A girl jumps up into the air and tries to kick the ball with one foot. A younger boy watches with excitement. A kid wearing a red t-shirt with a white maple leaf is standing next to a large silver cauldron on a pedestal at the top of a staircase made of books. The kid is smiling and holding a lit torch in one hand. Flames are rising from the top of the cauldron. Text. Math and science. Make a heart rate monitor. 1. Take a piece of Play-Doh the size of a grape, roll it into a ball and flatten the base until it's good and stable. 2. Stick a toothpick into the top of the ball. 3. Place the ball on your wrist near the base of your thumb. If the toothpick moves with the beat of your heart, the ball is in the right place. How many times does your heart beat per minute? Make a chart and mark down the number of heartbeats. First, measure your heart rate at rest, then after 20 minutes of intense exercise, then at 5, 10, 15, and 20 minutes after the exercise. Count the beats for 10 seconds and then multiply by 6. Check your recovery time, that is to say, the time it takes your heart rate to return to normal. Producer's note: an illustration shows a girl with the ball and toothpick placed correctly on her wrist near the base of her thumb. The girl watches the toothpick moving as her friend updates a chart on the wall. A thought bubble above the girl's head shows her imagining being chased by a dinosaur and screaming as she tries to run away. Text. Engineering. Make a marble maze. Put your building skills to the test to create your own marble maze and then challenge your friends and family to try it. 1. Use a pie plate, shoebox lid, or any similar object that has a border high enough to contain the marble. 2. If desired, cut a piece of paper to fit the bottom of the box or plate and glue or tape it in place. This ensures the playing surface is smooth. 3. Glue or tape various obstacles onto the playing surface to make it more challenging to get to the finish. You can use anything you have handy, including recycled material like rolled up paper, bottle caps, and cardboard. 4. If you want, cut small openings in the box for the start and finish areas. You could also fold paper into arches and glue the edges down for the marble to travel through. Producer's note: an illustration shows a boy holding an open box containing a marble maze. The outside and inside of the box are decorated with coloured paper. There are labels for start and finish. Text. Summer checklist. Producer's note: there is a checkbox beside each item on the list. There is an illustration showing three people kneeling on the floor playing a board game, with a dog standing next to the board, eagerly watching and wagging his tail. Text. See how many challenges you can check off before the end of the summer. Play a board game with your family or friends. Recommend a book you have read to a friend or family member. Come up with 5 words of any length using only the letters from the word sport. Invent a new game with a friend. What music would you listen to before a race? Create your own playlist. Read a story containing your favorite sport or activity. Ask 5 people to tell you about their favourite book. Read our online webcomic by Keen Su by visiting tdsummerreadingclub.ca. tdsummerreadingclub.ca. Invent a tongue twister and challenge someone to read it fast 5 times. Set up a hopscotch game outside using chalk and challenge your friends and family. Take a look at Guinness World Records or a similar book and choose your favourite record. Challenge yourself this summer. Will you try to read a certain number of books, a number of minutes each day, or a total number of hours this summer? Choose your goal and use this space to write it down. Good luck! My goal is to read. Producer's note: there is a blank line for you to write down your goal. Text. My summer reading. Producer's note: there is an illustration of an excited boy doing a spread eagle jump. A speech bubble above his head contains the words, "Add your own words to the speech bubbles of the comics on the next pages." The rest of this page is left blank for your notes. On the next page, there are 2 illustrations. Each illustration has its own empty speech bubble. The first illustration shows a zombie stepping out of the pages of an open book, and the second illustration shows a kid screaming and running away from the zombie. The rest of this page is left blank for your notes. On the next page, there are 2 illustrations that share 1 empty speech bubble. The first illustration shows someone standing playing an electric guitar and singing. The second illustration shows someone in a wheelchair holding a microphone and singing. The rest of this page is left blank for your notes. On the next page, there is an illustration of 2 kids and a purple dinosaur playing basketball. The kids are jumping as the dinosaur scores a basket. The basketball backboard looks like a book. There is an empty speech bubble for 1 of the kids and an empty speech bubble for the dinosaur. The rest of this page is left blank for your notes. Text. Summer recap. TD Summer Reading Club 2020. Fill this out at the end of the summer. The best book that I read this summer was... My favourite game, sport or activity that I played this summer was... The coolest place I visited this summer was... Producer's note. There is a blank space after each statement for you to write your answer. Text. Congratulations. Name. Great reading. As witness by. Date. Producer's note. This certificate has blank lines for you to write your name, the name of a witness, and the date. An official seal in the upper right corner features a red and blue ribbon and an illustration of a white rabbit with an open book. Text. This concludes TD Summer Reading Club 2020 for kids of all abilities. Back cover. Make up the rules to this board game and challenge your friends and family. What will you use for game pieces? Hint: try using pebbles, small sticks, or other items collected outside. How will you move your pieces? Hint: try using dice, a spinner, or cards to determine how many spaces to move forward. Producer's note: the back cover of the notebook contains a double-page coloured illustration of a board game. The game board has a winding path made up of 44 numbered squares, alternating white and gold. Square number 1 is white, and square number 44 is gold. The game board includes many colourful, fun illustrations. A sprinter bursts out of the starting block to enter the game board through an arch at square 1. Square 2 is blank. Square 3 has a jet of water erupting through a hole in the centre of the square. Square 4 has a runner jumping over a hurdle. Square 5 has a gorilla holding a rectangular white panel. Square 6 has a drawing of a big red heart. Square 7 has a black cat. Beside the path, a purple octopus is playing catch with a boy. The octopus has a baseball glove and baseball on one of its tentacle arms and is holding a basketball, a football, and a beach ball with its other tentacle arms. The boy is catching a baseball in his glove. Squares 8, 9, and 10 are flooded with water that is cascading down from square 26. Square 9 has a yellow and orange starburst. Square 11 is blank. Beside the path, a boy is stretching. A girl is sitting, leaning against a gym bag while reading a book. Another kid is lying on the ground reading a book. A big red arrow points from square 12 to square 20. A girl is pole vaulting over a blue crash pad from square 12 up to square 20. Square 13 shows a kid running off the path towards a square tent with a white rabbit. Squares 14 and 15 are blank. Square 16 shows a kid riding down a slide that leads back to square 1. Square 17 has a big purple horseshoe. Square 18 has a boy in a wheelchair holding a microphone and singing. Square 19 has an orange spiral leading to a big red arrow that leads up to square 35. Beside the path, a girl is playing with a hula hoop. Square 20 is blank. Square 21 has a dark brown hole. A boy standing beside the path is screaming as he looks down into the hole. Square 22 has a treasure chest full of coins and jewels. Square 23 is blank. Square 24 has a purple monster bursting up through the centre of the square. Square 25 is blank. Square 26 has a red arrow pointing down through a cascade of water spilling onto squares 8, 9 and 10. Beside the path, a boy in a wheelchair cheers on another boy holding a shot put ball. A dog is watching a boy heading a soccer ball. Squares 27 and 28 are blank. Square 29 has a kid running away from a zombie stepping out of the pages of an open book. Square 30 has a kid playing an electric guitar and singing. Squares 31 to 35 are blank. Square 32 has a big red arrow leading down from square 42. Beside the path, a smartphone, two books, and a girl holding a purple flag are marching by. Square 36 has a small person holding a rectangular white panel. Most of the person is hidden behind the panel. Square 37 has a puddle of green slime. Beside the path, a kid with slime on his head is running away from a monster rising from a pool of green slime. Square 38 shows a multicolored rainbow emerging from a round pot, forming an arch that leads to square 41. Beside the path, people sitting in a grandstand are cheering, blowing horns and waving flags. Squares 39, 40, 42 and 43 are blank. There is a red and white ball bouncing along the edge of the path. Across the path, a kid running next to another kid in a wheelchair arrives side by side at the finish line. Square 44 is the last square on the game board. Two people with gold medals hanging around their necks are smiling with their arms raised above their heads. Text.